Hello and welcome back to Kylie Says. Today we're going to be going over the human design profile lines. And the reason why I wanted to do the profile lines for this episode is because I feel like, especially in the month of January, we're still in this reflection period from the year that we just finished. Feels like it's been 400 days in the month of January, and January is still not over. There is about a week left, if that. And you may be reflecting on what you did last year, what you accomplished this month. You may be doing dry January where you're feeling like you can't wait for the month to end and that you're feeling proud of yourself. What did you learn? What did you accomplish, et cetera? And that's something that most people come to human design to find is, what am I meant to do? Why am I here? What am I good at, et cetera? And that was a game changer for me when I actually found human design, because I felt like I had been doing so many of those personality tests that weren't meant to dig a little bit deeper into my unique personality and kind of the things that I wanted to learn and uncover about myself that weren't generic, that weren't just something that you could pay any person on the internet to just build off of, like a ChatGPT. I wanted something that was specific to me. And human design is just that. Human design is literally a synthesis of Eastern and Western philosophy and quantum physics that will take a look at how you're meant to move through life, what your unique life path is, and this blueprint on how you're meant to make decisions and how your energy is meant to help you bring in aligned opportunities, relationships, careers, partners, etc. There are multiple different facets of human design, and it is so complicated when you actually start digging into it. But one of the three things that makes it easier to understand, one is your unique energy type. That can be five different types. You can have a manifester, manifesting generator, a projector, sorry, and a reflector. And each unique profile also comes with two numbers. You'll see those numbers in the keynotes or the Cliff Notes version of your human design chart. So you'll see your body graph. You'll see two lines on either side of your body graph with all of these shapes, which are where the planets were aligned at your time of birth. And they correspond to different gates within your profile. But outside of that, in the keynotes, you'll also find that you have two unique numbers that represent what your profile is. And those signal two different energy types that will be themes or large themes throughout your life, how you make decisions, how you show up, etc. The first line in your profile will be your conscious line. This is something that if you were in a movie, that would be the character that you most relate to. It's something that you are aware of. Yes, that sounds like me. Oh, that's me, etc. The second line in your profile will be more of that unconscious personality trait. So where you'll feel like, I guess that kind of actually sounds like me, but I never viewed myself in that perspective. That's the second line in your profile. Both of those are so impactful for you to understand who you are, how you're meant to show up, and how people view you, and also how you view yourself. Because of that, I felt that there was absolutely no better topic than to dive in the last week of January than your human design profile lines. So let's get into it. Welcome to Kylie Says It's About to Get Real. I chose the name of this podcast after most of my friends would say, "Shit, Kylie says," after I'd share a deep thought or perspective on something that always ended in more conversations. I started this podcast out of a period of spiritual curiosity that caused me to do deep dives into manifestation, meditation, and mindset and perception work that had me exploring things like angel numbers, life path numbers, human design, mediumship, Akashic records researching, and more, all while overcoming a traumatic eating disorder and trying to thrive as a postpartum mom of two while building my corporate career. This show is a mix of guest interviews and my take on life, love, friendship, and all of the topics that I find interesting. Here, we talk to experts, authors, entrepreneurs, and more. If you're looking for a show to get you out of your rut, you've found it. Welcome to Kylie Says. I'm your host, Kylie, and I promise to entertain you, give it to you straight, be real with you, and have some fun along the way. Also, I have to preface that I'm literally sitting next to the fireplace in my room. And one of my goals for this year was to do more video aligned with my podcast. But the reason why I'm not doing video in particular today is largely because I just look like shit. And it's the end of the day. I'm having a glass of rosé because I had no more Chardonnay, which is my beverage of choice. And the kids are in bed, hopefully asleep for good this time. I've ping-ponged back into my room and into their room multiple times because they need me endlessly. and they have a hard time going to sleep unless you're actually snuggling with them until they fall asleep. So now I'm enjoying my glass of wine. We're going to talk about profile lines. So let's kick it off, shall we? Now, there are 12 different possibilities for profile lines in human design based on 6 numbers and a combination of those numbers. Each profile line has an energy associated with it. The 2 profile lines in your unique profile will show up as energetic themes throughout your life. You may notice there's some conflict there. You may notice there's something that needs uncovering, but there's a reason behind why each of those lines are unique to you. Other people may have the same lines as you, but it is incredibly rare that they will also then have the same gates and channels in their human design body graph, and that the planets will be aligned in exactly the same way. So you may have a similar or the identical profile to someone else. However, please note that that does not mean that you and that other person are exactly the same. The way that your energy flows and manifests will undoubtedly be different, though there will also undoubtedly be similarities. Okay, so what are the 6 lines? 1, the investigator. 2, the hermit. 3, the martyr. 4, the opportunist. 5, the heretic. 6, the role model. And some of these lines have similar themes. So you'll find that a certain combination of lines maybe have more harmony with others. And in certain profiles, you may have some more inherent energetic challenges, and that's okay. And when you're getting your human design profile read, if your human design reader says to you that you have maybe some energetic challenges in your human design profile, that does not mean that it's bad. It does not mean you're going to suffer. That means that you have a different way that you're going to try to master these personal challenges that you have in your life so that you have an opportunity to grow and evolve. And once you master that, you will have so much more self-love, self-awareness, and just harmony in your life. And so you'll be able to live a better, more happy life. And one thing I think to note, I got asked recently, actually, how do you share bad news when you're giving a human design profile reading to someone? And like, what do you say if you notice something in a gate or a channel that's negative? And I just want to call out that that is not the focus of human design. And I'm laughing because it's like if you were to go get your tarot cards read and one of the first cards was death, that would undoubtedly be a little bit scary. Oh my gosh, am I going to die? What does that mean? But for instance, that card can mean a complete rebirth. Maybe it means that you're ending a job that you loved. Maybe it means that there's someone in your life who you've had a falling out with and it's been an amazing thing for you. There's always another way to look at it. There's always a different perspective. And the goal with human design is not to focus on what suffering or what dissonance there might be in your profile. It's actually incredibly the opposite. It's to identify our life path and this personal evolution that you're here to create, and to show you that when you're living your type and your strategy, life for you becomes a little bit less challenging. And that is the beauty of human design. So let's start with the investigator. I like to think of the investigator, line 1, as like a Kim K. This is the person who is going to be, they want to understand everything. They can literally be your FBI. They are a spy. They want to know every single thing about everything. So you can have a 1 in your profile if you're a 1-3, a 1-4, a 4-1, or a 5-1. And this means that you're just curious. You want a foundation of information to help you feel safe and to feel secure about the world around you. So in one of the human design books that I read by Parker Curry, she had noted that the internet was made for line ones. And so in terms of how you make decisions in your life, if you're a line one, this means that you need to investigate every possible scenario before you can learn about what you might be about to do. So this can show up in children as them asking a ton of questions. So both of my kids have a 1 line in their profile, and I've started to be very, very patient with them if they are both asking me a ton of questions about why is that person doing that? Why does it look like this? Why does it feel like this? Why are they talking that way? Why do they seem this? Why does this open this way instead of this way? There's absolutely nothing worse than feeling like all you're getting is peppered with questions all day, especially as a parent. It can be so overwhelming and it can just drain your energy. But once you understand that your kids in particular have a 1 in their profile, it's super important to understand and nourish that, because they have this curiosity that helps them to feel safe and secure. And that's not something that you want to have them bottle away. That's something that you want to help bring out for them. That's something that you want to be able to encourage and guide. So once you get all of this information, as a first line profile, part of your life path is really to share what you know with other people. So other people are going to see you as this resource, as someone who knows a lot, as someone who has a ton of intel into people, things, situations. But the challenge is that you may have a hard time making change easily or feel uncomfortable if you're going into a situation where you don't know enough. So that's why knowledge and making sure that you're well prepped is going to be super important for you. Because if you don't feel like you know enough and it doesn't go the way that you had planned it, you'll feel incredibly nervous, a little bit out of sorts, and very uncomfortable. So there is no such thing as over preparation if you are a line one, if you're an investigator. If you happen to be in a relationship with a line one, this person may be slower to officially commit. And that's not because they don't like you or love you, but it might just be because they are going to want time to study you. They're going to want to know everything about you and just how relationships work in general before they jump in to a relationship. And every single line also has a high expression, which is, I guess, seen as the more positive, and a low expression, which can be seen, I guess, as the more, I don't want to say negative because that's not right, but more the lowest expression is something that you'll need to be mindful of so that you can be aware of it, categorize it, and then move through it. So in the highest expression, a line one is just deeply knowledgeable. They have so much insight, and they'd be a very fun dinner guest because they would have a ton to talk about because they've done research into things that matter to them and likely to others too. In its lowest expression, they can be terrified of the unknown and can potentially miss out on certain experiences because they might be too busy questioning them and wanting to know about things that they might not be able to find the answer to in time. So that's something to be mindful of if you happen to be a line one. Now, a line two is considered the hermit. So you would have a second line profile if you're a 2-4, a 2-5, a 5-2, or like me, a 6-2. This one I don't totally relate to as much, and this is my unconscious line in my profile. So line two is considered the hermit. So if you're a hermit, you might crave alone time and need a lot of it to potentially recharge. But the counterintuitive thing about the line two is that apparently the more that the hermits hide away, the more that they want to be, the more that others want to see them. So if you have this line two energy, you might have this sort of like energy vortex that draws others to you if you try to kind of hide away. And people will find you and they will recognize you. And line two energy is actually said to be really good for generators and projectors. In relationships, it says that this hermit energy tends to be shy and need to be called out or recognized if they want to enter the relationship correctly. I have this line two in my profile, but again, I don't totally relate to this because I don't feel like I am shy in any capacity. But one thing that it did teach me that I hadn't ever considered in my life was this fear that I had of being alone. I always felt like if I was alone, especially growing up, I wasn't doing something, I wasn't busy all the time, that there must be something wrong with me or I must be doing something wrong. And that's actually not the case. But what it did teach me is that I had to become a little bit more aware of the fact that it's okay to take some of that alone time. It's okay to need to recharge and get some of your energy by being alone. So what I found as an adult, once I better understood my line two and my profile, was that I actually do need alone time to re-energize myself. And that if I put myself in too many social situations, or I put myself around too many people, or I'm just around too much energy all the time, then I have a hard time finding my true self and my true feelings and knowing what is me, what is my thought. I have an open head, an open ajna. I have all of these open centers. So I ended up having a much harder time truly finding myself when I did not give myself time to rid myself of other people's energy. And if you happen to also have a line two and you have a lot of open centers, you may find something similar, is that you're consistently trying to put yourself in situations to really thrive off of energy because you feel like you need to, because that's just how we've been taught, busy, busy, busy. But it might end up being a negative for you if you need that time to recharge. So there's a little bit of a push pull in this. And when we think about the hermit in like its highest expression, it's kind of like you're waiting to be called into the right experiences, and you're taking time to truly like give yourself moment to recharge, renew. And in the lowest expression, it's like you're hiding out and you may miss the joy of life. So this, I try to view the line two, because again, I'm trying not to talk in negatives, but the line two feels a little bit more negative-ish to me. Like, oh, I want to hide away. That doesn't feel like my personality type. But the different perspective is that the line two is someone who needs a lot of rest, relaxation, and restoration. So that should be a critical part of how you go about life. You should be able to give yourself and carve out time for yourself to focus on yourself. Do something that gives you an opportunity to recharge. That can be going to the gym, reading a book, taking a bath, but focusing on being with yourself and allowing the thoughts that come up to come up and to process them. And to really allow yourself to just listen when you do have that alone time is really important. Now, line three is considered the martyr. So if you're a third line profile, you are a 1-3, a 3-5, a 3-6, or a 6-3. And this person learns by experimenting. So both of my children are actually 1-3s. And so three profile lines are kind of here to share what works and what doesn't work with us based on the experimentation that they've done on their own. So these people are going to try a lot of things. They may have a ton of projects that they stop and start. They may find that they love the idea of something one day and then the next day it doesn't really spark for them. And they have tried every single thing. So imagine being a one, the investigator, and a martyr too. So you're trying out every single thing to master something, but you might not necessarily have, you might not be the best at everything. And sometimes this is very true for one of my children. Sometimes line threes can shut down out of fear if they feel like they might make a mistake or get something wrong, especially if they feel like they've been judged or criticized for not getting something right. But their life path is meant to be experiential. So it's important to understand and help three profile lines understand that the mistakes that they make or that they view as mistakes, they're part of their learning curve. So it doesn't matter how much you've prepared, because certain things will go wrong, and that is absolutely not a reflection of the character of a line three. So making those mistakes or seeing new ways to do things is actually a vital part of the experimental process that helps line threes discover like what is the most effective way for them to do things. And certain text has said that around the age of 40, some of that experimentation may potentially settle down, and that exploration can potentially be reserved for more of like the youthful times in your life. But once you have more of that experimentation out of the way, you'll have some of that breadth and depth of understanding to be a little bit more wise about what works and what doesn't for you. In relationships, a line three may potentially need time to get super, super clear about like what do they want in a relationship? What do they need? You can think about a third line profile as someone who might fall in love at first sight. But because they love to experiment and try different things, they can fall out of love just as soon as they fell in love. So that's something to be mindful of if your partner has a third line profile. So third line profiles, they need a lot of freedom in a relationship and space. And that's not because they don't want to be around you, but it's just a way that they will process things, digest information and people. And then if you think about a third line profile in their highest expression, they are just wise because they've experimented and learned to understand how things work, how things don't work, what might be a good decision, what might be a poor decision based on their experiences. And in the low expression, you can imagine that these people might be afraid to try new things because they don't want to fail. And they know that if they try something new, that there could be error in that trial associated with something that they try for the first time. And that might make them feel upset because they don't want to fail at anything. They want to get things right, but it may take them some time, and that is okay. Line four is the opportunist. So if you're a fourth line profile, you will be a 1-4, a 4-1, a 4-6, 2-4, etc. And relationships are really important to fourth line profiles. And these people I know someone in my family has a 4 in their profile. And these people, some of the greatest opportunities in their life come from their social network and from their friends, which is totally true. So the energy of 4th line profiles are deeply rooted in relationships. So relationships will drive most things forward for the 4th line profiles. So if you are a 4th line, you care deeply about the people in your life. And this is not a profile that really is very readily making changes. They enjoy things staying consistent, staying the same, and they want to be accepted for who they are and as they are, because that foundation is critical for them in how they move through life. And then when you make a change, you move from one foundation to another foundation and have to kind of restart that process. So you have to be very well prepared before they can make any sort of shift in their life. So for instance, if you were to be in a relationship and you're a 4th line profile, you're likely not going to leave your current relationship until you find a new relationship. Similarly, if you were to have a job that really was not sitting with you anymore, a 4th line profile is not going to just quit their job and try their best to find something new. They will wait until they have something new set up and then they will move on. So that's something to be incredibly mindful of if you are 4th profile line. Taking a sip of my wine. And one thing to also keep in mind, we friend zone probably a lot of line 4s. So there can be this platonic energy from a line 4 because they're figuring things out. They're trying to figure out, are you this person? Can I trust you? Do you have the foundation of someone that I want to have in my life for a long time? And if not, then they may not continue to be interested in exchanging energy with you in some shape or form. And also, this platonic energy can potentially come across as them or you not knowing if this person is interested in you or not. So just keep that in mind. It might be good based on their strategy to ask them a yes or no question. If this person is a generator, for instance, are you interested or are you not? To better get to the bottom of their feelings. In its highest expression, a line 4 is consistent, super stable, a really good friend, a really good partner, and you can consider this person like a ride or die. In the lowest expression, this person may potentially have a fear of speaking their truth and trying to fix things, and then can potentially move on without dealing with whatever a problem was in the past. So let's say you're moving from one job to the next, but you found another job, you lined something up, but you're not necessarily moving through some of the issues that you had at the last place. That could be something where you're afraid to make change and deal with what you needed to fix, and then you're moving into the exact same situation where the same patterns are repeating themselves. So a line 4 is meant to take their time, focus on what needs to be fixed or changed to create that new foundation for themselves. A line 5. The heretic. So if you have a heretic profile, you could be a 2-5, a 5-1, a 5-2, etc. And this life path is really interesting to me because it's based more on destiny than some of the other life paths. So line 5's life path is really about helping other people. And this can be both energetically and through actions in themselves. So similar to how reflectors are a mirror of the world and the people around them, heretics are also energetically mirrors to other people around them. So this person can be incredibly healing and kind of help you see things about yourself that maybe you didn't know, you didn't want to know, or you weren't ready to change or address. And it's not really conscious, it's more of an energetic thing. But because this profile type is just known to mirror other people, it can be difficult for people to truly know who this person is because they're so busy being a mirror to others. And so line 5s can sometimes find themselves in the wrong place at the wrong time if they're being a poor mirror. And that's actually where the heretic name comes from. So if people are projecting something that's not accurate onto you and then you don't fulfill that, it can come across as a little bit negative, or maybe somehow your reputation won't be the exact same. And this goes without saying, but it's super important for the heretic to follow their strategy. So because projections of others can impact a 5th line profile, they can potentially be like a master at hiding out so that no one really knows who you are. And that's something more of like the low expression of this. So in the high expression, this person has an incredible capacity to influence people and to truly show like the positive energies of other people and help people heal in big ways. And there's like this seduction in that life theme. So this person can totally seduce a room. Like this person can walk in and just everyone is looking at them. They want to know them. They feel like they have something super unique. And so a good job for a fifth line person would be a salesperson. Like they can really seduce you into believing what they want to say and people are really drawn to you. So that means that you will likely have a lot of control in your relationships. And you can also decide when you want to turn your charm on and when you want to turn your charm off. The one other thing about a heretic is that sometimes they don't like to be vulnerable or really be seen because they have that mirror quality. So they're used to projecting onto others, but they're not used to being seen in the same way. So that's something to absolutely keep in mind. So in its lowest expression, this charm can be used for personal gain, but can potentially hurt other people. And in its highest expression, as I mentioned, you can really be indicative of like, what is the highest expression of love and influencing people to truly feel healed in super big ways. And then the sixth line profile. So this is the role model. So you could be a 3-6, a 4-6, a 6-2, like I am, or a 6-3. And sixth line profiles are meant to have three distinct life phases. This was absolutely true for me. I'm currently in the second phase of my life path. So your life path and your role in becoming a role model may mean that you potentially are a late bloomer. So maybe you don't know what you want to do until later in life. And the first phase of your journey is from birth to the age of 28 and a half around years. And so this first stage of your life is literally all about experiences and experimentation. And so you may act a little bit more similar to a third line profile, and that's okay. But this was 100% accurate for me. I was testing out different friend groups. I even tested out different writing styles. Whose writing do I want to copy instead of just sticking to my own? And so in that first phase of life, everything and anything goes. You're trying to figure out who you are, what you like. You're doing different things. You're trying different things. You may be all over the place and your parents may potentially be worried about you. As a child, that can also be a hard pill to swallow. If you have a child with a 6 in their profile, because that means that they may make a lot of mistakes figuring out who they are. But that experimentation will also be key for them because it's going to help them better understand. But you may have to also let your 6-line profiles kind of learn some of their mistakes on their own and not try to course correct everything for them. Because without that critical knowledge and that inference to be able to tell them that something is or is not for them, they won't be able to transfer successfully into that second phase, which is about from 28 and a half years old until approximately 50 years of age. But most people, and this is also true for me, don't totally understand this phase or realize that they're in it until they're about 35. So this doesn't mean that your life suddenly becomes boring, but all of that experimentation gives you a little bit more clarity on things that really matter to you or where you really want to focus your energy and attention. Because you're meant to be this role model energy, you may just find that certain things that you used to do all the time, like let's say going out, partying, etc., just don't really bring you the same joy. And you may have a lot more fun and be a lot more stimulated by things like studying, research, reading, etc., and really trying to become a master at a certain craft or honing in on a certain set of skills that will allow you to become that true role model later on in life. And that you'll also probably be doing a lot of your healing in the second phase because you may be dealing with some of the outcomes of your experimentation from your earlier or your first phase of life. And this second phase is kind of where you become this seer. So the 6 profile is also kind of known as someone who is taking in, or they're sitting on the mountaintop or on the roof is another way that can be categorized. So the second phase of life is when it's awesome to start building a business, identifying where you really want to focus and something about yourself, like finding a job that's truly perfect for you. But it can be hard to initiate any sort of relationship and can be difficult to kind of parent during this time. And this is also true for me. A lot of 6-lines can also kind of think that during this phase, they might be feeling a little bit depressed because while they're on this roof, they're truly being the bird's eye. So they're looking at situations from a completely different viewpoint. Instead of being the ones immersed in the experimentation, They're watching things happen and then being able to evaluate what feels like a fit for them or what doesn't feel like a fit. And also because they've experimented a lot, they're able to also share their perspective on what works and what didn't work for them to be able to inform other types as well. And around the age of 50 is when this final phase starts. So this is sort of when you're descending from the roof to be able to provide your experience. Okay, I had all of this time from my bird's eye view, and now I can share everything that I've learned, and people are really ready to listen. And that's when the true role model really comes out of a six line profile. So you can potentially have like dramatic life changes during this time. And in an ideal world, you move towards this life where you are fully manifesting into your authentic self. And this final phase is truly that role model phase where you've tried things, you figured it out, and now you are truly living true to yourself. So six lines have more of like, similar to a fifth line, more of a destiny or a fixed fate. So during this third phase, you'll become a lot more clear about your life purpose, and it will be pushing on you in the back of your mind to manifest that life for you. And this profile line can feel a bit uncomfortable because you'll feel a little bit unclear, like you have a lack of direction until you're really reaching the second and this third phase of your life. So in relationships, you might desire like, who is my soulmate? Who is my person? And that can then feel like, who's your missing puzzle piece? And that's not to say that you shouldn't be looking for a soulmate, but a call out here is that your soulmate is not necessarily going to fix or fill that missing piece that you've so been drastically looking for in a partner, but it will make you feel more safe and comfortable and secure. But it may potentially be hard to initiate that phase of your life if you haven't found that partner early on. In the highest expression of a sixth profile line, you're a role model. You inspire other people. People look to you for advice. They feel like you can be quick to assimilate and understand a situation and then be able to provide some really resound advice. And then in the lowest expression, you might just struggle to find where you belong, because if you haven't been able to go through that first and second phase trajectory and understand where you learned or were meant to learn some lessons, it can be a little bit difficult for you. Okay, so to summarize, there are 12 profiles that the six lines can create a combination of, and the conscious, so that conscious and unconscious lines can create these 12 different profiles. And the first number is always going to be that conscious energy. And that's the energy that you follow first. So the energy that you're more aware of. So that's your first line. So for me, that's a six. The second line in your profile is more of that unconscious energy. So it follows the energy of the first number, but it's a little bit more subtle. So it's important to note that that conscious energy will always come first or really precede the energy of the second part of your profile. So if you're, I'll use the 1-3 because that's what my children are, the investigative martyr, they might have a lifetime's worth of needing to investigate things. And then once they start investigating, they want to experiment. Okay, now that I figured out that this is interesting to me, I need to know how this works. I must know the inner workings of this. And that first number is the conscious line of the profile. So that's the investigative energy. And the second number is that unconscious line of the profile and is the experimenter part. So for a 1-3 to follow in their profile line and make sure that the trajectory of their life path is truly following what it's meant to do to bring them aligned opportunities, they will first need to investigate a situation and then experiment, and in that order. So for me as a 6-2, I need to be able to use my life experiences and then maybe sit with them for a little bit alone to make sure that those are the right and aligned opportunities for me. And then when something is aligned, I can respond to that situation. And once I utilize my strategy, which is wait to be invited, then I can share my insight. So those are the six different profile lines. I'm not going to go into all 12 of the different profiles because that would take a long time. But if you do happen to know what your profile is and you have that keynote section that tells you you're the investigative martyr, you're the talented role model, reach out, because I would be more than happy to give you insight into how that can implement, or how you can implement your strategy and authority, and also take a look at the different gates and channels that show up in your body graph chart, that will help you better understand where you may have certain dilemmas in life or how you can work through some of those hardships, and also where you may be absolutely killer at certain things in your life that just seem to make sense and you had no idea why. And through human design, you might be able to uncover why that is. Okay, those are the profiles for today. And next week is a mystery. Just for context, I don't script any of these episodes. I just go through and speak from what's top of mind once I determine, usually like hours before I'm meant to go to bed, what I want to cover for that week. So this was something that I'm bringing to you literally at 10 p.m. the night before this is supposed to go live. I hope that this was informative and interesting. And if you have any questions, please make sure to go to the show notes. You can find out where my website is, or you can drop me a line, find me on Instagram, or you can connect with me through email. Thank you so much. See you next week.